Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. I guess it's almost Valentine's Day. Whatever that means. shitty Hallmark holidays. Welcome to the Approach Lee podcast. I just wanted to come on here and just get one of these going. I have a long shift ahead of me today. Long shift ahead of me. Just don't want to be there. I kind of felt like calling out sick, but today's actually my on-call day, and the last time I called out sick was on the on-call day, and I didn't realize it, and one of the assholes I work with had to do my on-call shift, you know, so I just had to hear about it all week, you know, like, fuck, okay, like, big deal, like, do your job, you know, and then I got fucked over because then I got had to take over his day, you know, so it's not like he actually did me a favor because we just swapped, you know, he had to do it anyways, and yeah, so I mean, when the opportunity came, you know, I did it, I had to do his as well, you know, so it's not like he really, you know, I don't know why they have to make such a big deal of whatever little thing they do. You know, they almost have to over-exaggerate what they actually do to compensate for how little they do. But yeah. What are you doing? Freaking high school kids are fucking idiots. This retard picked up her friend or her daughter in front of a school, in front of a highway, right, or a busy road, a main road, and she started driving in the illegal lane, like, in the parking lane, gaining momentum to try to get in, you know, like, if she was going on the freeway, like, what the hell, like, people are so dumb, wait, like, it's not that busy, you know, like, you could wait 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, and just get on normally. You don't have to ramp up and drive illegally for, you know, like it's a freeway. Fucking idiot. I don't know, people are just, I know it's gonna be one of those days. I'm just gonna be annoyed by everything. But yeah, the Jazz won the Celtics yesterday. You know, it's just so crazy how, you know, underwhelming they were at the beginning of the season, so much so that it just depressed me to the point where I didn't want to watch them anymore. And now they you know, they're proving a lot of people wrong, including maybe part of myself, but you know, I'm always gonna say the Jazz are the best of the West regardless of whether they are or not, you know, even if it's just to get in people's nerves. But yeah, on call day today. That's no one likes that shit if you're a nice kid. And another thing I wanted to talk about in regards to work. So yesterday I went into the office, and there's this lady, you know, maybe in her late 20s, early 30s, or probably in her 30s, is Karen, right? So let me give you some context. There's not a lot of people that go into the stupid office, you know, only the idiots like myself who are conscribed, you know. It's so effing ironic to me, like, how much I pushed for work at home, how much I wanted to put work from home. And now everybody, every fucking person in the company gets to work from home besides my fucking team. We got some fucking assholes that refuse to work anywhere but the office. you know, so now they set that expectation that we're in the office, you know, and at the beginning we were doing a rotating schedule, you know, the problem is these assholes were going to the office every single day of the week, you know, so, and then they wanted to limit, you know, so they got to the point where either we had to break the rules and have more people in the office than our rules allowed for, or we had to, not go into the office as much, which is good for me, you know, because I want to work from home. But these fucking malicious assholes, anytime I would need anything shipped, they just wouldn't do it. So I got to the point where my work kept getting backed up because I would have so many tickets that were in queue that I couldn't fulfill until I go into the office because no one can lend me a hand. You know, there's just certain things you have to do at the office, you know, and I get that. That's where all our inventory is, you know, whatever, you know, I can mitigate a lot of it. I can do everything in one day, you know, I don't have to go into the office 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week, you know, I could do everything, you know, and schedule, and that's why we have SLAs, and that's why we have, well, service level agreements and shit like that, right? I don't know what people's, what their hesitation is, you know, I just think they have nothing better to do, you know, they're old at this point, they're already fucking retired, you know, they're just lingering around, and, you know, at the detriment to our team, but yeah, I didn't finish telling you the story, and I want to end this podcast pretty soon. I guess I'll just stop here and tell you before I get home because I want to eat. But yeah. Ooh, there's a big ass crow that just landed in front of me. Holy crap, it's huge. Looks like an eagle. Black crow. It's crazy. I think that's my ancestors would say that's a bad omen. She just kept going and not stopping here. Maybe I'll just drive up a little bit more. I'm superstitious like that. But anyways, yeah, so this lady, you know, we get there in the same time, so you can go into the office, into the building by either going through the entrance or the back way. You know, they're the same type of doors, you know, on both sides. It's just that one, you have to park in the back and the other one you usually park in the front. So this, you know the lazy bitches always go to the front, right? or, you know, or if it makes sense for you, if you're, you know, but for me, I just like the view. I don't mind walking a little bit longer, you know, and parking in the back. So anyways, that's why I choose to do it that way. And anyways, she goes in through the front. I go through the back. And I went in a little bit before her. So I double-checked what packages were came in from FedEx, right? Whatever that was. So this, I had one package, you know, I grabbed it, you know, and just so happened that in between the time that I stopped to look through the FedEx packages and the time that she came in through, you know, she came in. So she went to the elevator. She looked like she was in a hurry, you know, like she was late or something. She was running late, right? And I don't even think about any, you know, I just, elevators open, and you know, and now that I'm like talking it back in hindsight, I think what was going on is she wanted to go into the elevator before I went there, right? But she was too fucking slow, because by the time I got to the elevator, you know, holy crap, this guy's in the fucking hurry. Sure issue, dude. Go ahead. Fucking retard. Fucking wants to go 30 in a fucking residential. You fucking idiot. Your stupid modified car. You fucking idiot. But yeah, so I go into the elevator and she tells me, I'm actually just gonna go into the stairs, you know. And she had already pressed the button to go, so I work on the third floor, she works on the fourth floor. She already pressed the button to go to the fourth floor, so I got in, you know. And as soon as she saw me, you know, as soon as I stepped in, she was like, nope. You know, and me as a minority, as probably the one brown person, you know. Walking by my house, fucking sketchy. Had to take note. But yeah, so me as like the one in five, you know, brown people, black people in the building, you know, or in the entire company for all that matter. I just either thought it was either because she didn't like me because I was Mexican, or it was because of COVID, you know. And I totally get it if that's the case, but we are both, I guess you can't really social distance on an elevator, right? But people are so over-exaggerant, like, or just tell me, like, I guess that's the right thing to do, because the, you know, she would have said, you know, wait until I get off or something. I would have been pissed, even more pissed. But this way, I just think she's a fucking idiot, you know. Like, I don't know, like, we're not going to be in contact long enough, you know, during a fucking during the fucking time that we're in there, but, you know, to contract anything. But yeah, anyways, I'll go ahead and end this here. I'll deal with people today. I want to thank you guys for tuning in, for those of you who are tuned in today. And yeah, give it out for the Jazz. Make sure that you catch my YouTube channel if you have some time. I'm going to be posting some content here within the next few weeks that you guys might enjoy, especially if you're from or familiar to the Utah area. But yeah, do want to say I hope you guys all have a wonderful, prosperous week. Shout out to GameStop. Shout out to Dogecoin and Elon Musk. Have a good day.